When the Japanese seafood giant Maruha Nichiro initially announced its sale of Peter Pan, it said it expected a loss of almost $28 million. The deal means the company is now vertically integrated, so all stages of production and marketing, usually operated separately, are now under one owner. It also means the company is under American ownership. One of the three buyers is Northwest Fish. Its owner, Roger May, is the president of New Peter Pan. McKinley Capital Management, a private equity group, is another. McKinley Chairman and CEO Rob Gillum says the buyers see the deal as an investment in sustainably harvested Alaska seafood, but they agree that Peter Pan needs to up its marketing game.
The best fish in the world isn't any good if you can't get it to people who want to buy it, right? So that was really critical.
That's where Northwest Fish comes in. It's a fish seller based in Seattle. Gillum says combining sales and production will help them reach more customers. Peter Pan has struggled in recent years, in part due to competition from other processors and lower production and harvests outside of Bristol Bay. Gillum says the new owners want to harness the unpredictability of the fishing industry.
You will see our focus on being a vertically integrated seafood company. So that means that we will have processing capabilities that will go upscale, value added. We have distribution and sales capabilities.
Gillum says the pandemic was extremely difficult for the seafood industry, but he says that demand for sustainably harvested seafood has increased and that the company plans to meet that demand.
You got to put more pounds through the plants and put more fish through the plant. When you do, you get more efficient. Costs come down, that benefits everybody. It means you pay fishermen a little bit more, it means you can provide more benefits to the people who work there, it means you can lower the cost against which you can sell your product into the market.
Gillum says the new owners want to strengthen Peter Pan's diminished reputation with its fleet, and they expect to announce other changes as the summer fishing season approaches.
Change always scares people, so I just want to be really clear. Can you expect change with your question? The answer is absolutely you can expect change. But when you're part of a team that hasn't won very many games, winning more games is change, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
The company says it will continue to operate facilities in Dillingham, King Cove, Port Muller, and Valdez. Its headquarters are in Bellevue, Washington. Gary Hennig is the city administrator for King Cove. He says they're happy about new ownership of a company that has long been a part of the community after its presence there was threatened by new plants elsewhere in the region.
The last few years, we knew that there were issues going on, that Peter Pan was struggling in part just because of the fishing seasons that we've been having, in part because of the big investments over in False Pass with two other competitors that started moving product away.
King Cove has seen its tax revenue fall as Peter Pan has struggled, and that problem has been compounded by the pandemic. Now, he says the Peter Pan sale is a chance for the community to start again.
We're optimistic that new owners will have a new attitude, new market potential, and that we can get King Cove back to the type of community that we had with a pretty thriving economic base up until a couple years ago.
The sale was finalized on December 31st, 2020. The exact price was not disclosed. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.